Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to Give Them Lala with Randall. Today's guest is Sam Asghari, Britney Spears' fiance. I'm very excited to have him on today. I also, before we get going with that, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of this podcast. Today is History of the Podcast. So about 2 years ago, or maybe even a little more, I came to Lala with an idea to start a podcast. It actually came through a poker friend of mine who said, you guys should do a podcast. And so I said, Lala, let's do a podcast. And she said, okay. And I think we both looked at each other like, okay, we'll do a podcast. I mean, I don't think either one of us even understood what that meant. We were like, what do we do? How do we do it? Who's going to produce it? Blah, blah, blah. And we started with another company before Westwood One. And they gave us this amazing producer, Stacy, who is our producer today. And Lala and I just jumped into it. We didn't even know what we were doing. And we didn't, the funny thing is, we just didn't even know, you know, we didn't know if anybody would listen. We were like, is anybody going to listen to this thing? Is anybody going to give a shit? And I remember, you know, we did it. Our first guest was Stassi. And she was so kind to come on, and we were like freaking the fuck out. And we had a great time. And from that moment on, we really learned a lot. I learned a lot. You know, I didn't really know. I talked too much. I talked too little. Mostly talked too much. I think that was my... And together, we kind of grew in this podcast and learned a lot. And we started, you know, having these amazing guests and just an awesome, awesome time. And as that grew, the audience grew and interest grew, and we started to realize, you know, people are having a lot of fun listening to this. And we had some epic guests. You know, we've had Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. We've had Sylvester Stallone. We've had the cast of Vanderpump. We've had my mother. We've had, you know, we've had everybody on this podcast, all kinds of interesting, different kinds of people. And it's just been really fucking fun. I know that I have my 15 loyal followers on this podcast. I know you're all listening, but, you know, I have just really proud of what we've done, you know, together. But I think for now, for me, I'm going to take a step back from being in front of the camera, even though it's a podcast and you can't be in front of the camera. You can be in front of the microphone. And just to focus right now on family and my children, Ocean, London, Riley, and also, you know, my film business. So just I made that decision, and I think I hope that my 15 followers stay loyal to the podcast while you don't hear my voice. But I think that's just for me right now, the right thing to do for myself. And I just, you know, want to be super focused right now. And I am really, really proud of some of these episodes. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about the episodes that I was most proud of. And to be honest, there's a bunch of them, obviously a shit ton of them. But I mean, I'm proud of all of them. Okay, back it up. I'm proud of all of them. But I'm most proud of probably breaking kind of our whole pregnancy journey, you know, announcing it and being, you know, open about that. And then the birth of Ocean and talking about all the different things. You know, I'm proud of the guests that we've had on so far, sharing their stories and sharing their journeys and struggles. I am going to say, and it's a little biased, but I am going to say, and these particular episodes, just based on the numbers I was even looking at, the mom podcast and the dad podcast, believe it or not, and I was shocked, were some of our highest rated episodes. You know, I think I never laughed harder in the dad podcast. But I really love those. I always, you know, Jax and his egg crate. I'll never forget that. I will never forget. You know, we had a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of fun, and the podcast is going to continue having a lot of fun, and that's going to be Lala's going to keep that going. You know, I'm proud of the business part of this podcast and how we've grown it, and how all the sponsors that have been part of this and will continue to be part of it. I'm really, you know, excited to still be part of that side of it. And that's it. That's kind of my story. I'm really, really just like, I just am like fucking just proud. I really am. I'm proud of, you know, it takes a lot to start a business. It takes a lot to start something from the ground up, especially when you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And we were two people that didn't know what we were doing when we started this, you know, and having said that, you know, Lala and I have a beautiful, beautiful baby in Ocean, and I'm always going to be private. But having said all that, I am excited to bring out Sam Agari, who is a friend, an incredible actor that most people don't even have any idea that he is an actor. I mean, you look on his Instagram and kind of people relate him, obviously, to Britney Spears' fiance. Pretty cool, pretty badass. Okay, Sam, we give it up to you. We take our hat off. You're the man. Okay. Yeah, but at the same time, he's a human being who is a good guy. And we've gotten to know each other over the last few months. And he just came back today and wrapped my film. I'm going to be bringing him out in a minute. I'm also excited that today, this week is Ocean's 8-month birthday. So I'm going to sing happy birthday to Ocean. So she has this. Okay. And guys, don't cover your ears because I can't sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ocean. Happy birthday to you. Oh God, that was punishment for all of you. But anyway, to my beautiful baby, happy 8-month. And what's ironic is it was Riley's 8-year-old birthday on the 11th last week. So we have 8-month for Ocean and we have 8-year for Riley. So happy birthday. But I've already sung happy birthday to Riley like 30 times and she ran away and hid every time I did it. So there you go. I'm very excited to bring Sam out. So we're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Sam.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
All right, so Sam is Britney Spears' fiance, but he's also a cool-ass dude and friend. He just came back today from wrapping a movie that I produced with Mel Gibson and Kevin Dillon. And I'm really excited to bring him on because he is a incredible guy, really, really good person, has a lot to say, and is really, really pursuing acting right now. So I'm excited to bring him out here. Let's welcome Sam.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Sam. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Well, welcome to the podcast. It's usually called Give Them Lala with Randall, but today we are doing with Randall and Sam. There you go, Sam.
Nice, man. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast, brother.
Oh, we're happy to have you. And congratulations to you on wrapping your first movie today.
Oh, yeah.
You just came back from New Mexico on a movie I produced with Mel Gibson and Kevin Dillon. So why don't you tell everybody about that first, and then we can kind of back channel into how you came to be and how you got into acting and all the other stuff.
Oh, brother, this movie was such a great experience. But to be honest with you, it still hasn't hit me. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time for you to hit you that you work with someone extremely talented. And, you know, because I'm sure you get it all the time. You work with so many talented people and you're so talented yourself. So, yeah, man, it's going to, you know, it takes a little bit of time to hit you when you work, you know, with someone extremely talented, you know, someone that has like a crazy energy and such passion for, you know, storytelling, someone like Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
he was definitely on the top five of my, you know, bucket list because of, you know, I admire his directing and acting. I don't think there is someone better than him when it comes to directing and acting.
I agree with you. He is, by the way, one of my favorite people in the universe. I mean, the movies he's directed are just epic, you know, masterpieces. And I agree with you. I'm a huge fan of Mel Gibson. I've produced a few movies with him. And so I couldn't agree with you more. He's just one of the kinder people out there, but just full of incredible talent.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you, I was kind of hesitant going into it. I was like, oh, I don't know how he's going to be. Is he going to be intimidating? But the second I walked in there, he was so warm and he was so welcoming. And, you know, but the awkward thing is my character clashes with him every single scene. You know, that's the whole part
wow.
of the thing.
Wow.
So, I don't want to talk too much about the story, but it was kind of awkward, you know, not knowing him. But I was like, dude, I'm going to go at you. And, you know, he's such a macho man, you know.
No, that's awesome. So you were there what did you find as your friend? Because I know the thing is, people don't know that you've been stunt training. You know, people know you as Britney Spears' fiance, but I know you obviously as somebody who's super passionate about acting, about stunts, about really honing your craft. And I know you've been working on it. And people follow you on Instagram. They know that you've been working on this for a long time. You know, why don't you just share kind of your road in acting and then kind of how that translated when you actually got on the set?
So, yeah, good thing you forgot talented, Brandon.
Very talented. Super.
You don't forget that.
Well, listen, you were in my movie, so that's a given.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's a little tough and not complaining whatsoever, you know, to be in the public eye because everything I do as an actor, you know, it's so judged and, you know, so I'm making sure everything that I do is on the the next level, including my performance. You know, so I'm coaching, I'm doing stunt. Brando, I told you this. I'm going to say it again on your podcast. Yeah. I'm doing stunt training for movies I haven't even booked yet.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. No, but that's amazing, because that just shows your commitment. I think people don't realize, like, you know, you, especially somebody like you who's in the public eye at a high level, you know, they don't realize that you are out there doing stunt classes, stunt training, filming scenes just to practice for movies that haven't even happened yet. So that's a real commitment.
No, I'm a big believer in, you know, putting your energy, sacrificing, you know, putting your money towards your goal, and the universe is just gonna, that's how the universe works, and it works like that every single, it hasn't failed me every single time. Every time I put 110% into something, within minutes, I don't know, it's a blessing, whatever it is, it's definitely, the law of the universe that, you know, I'm committed to. And acting is a huge passion of mine. Back to your question, I've always been acting. You know, I was in drama, theater and arts in high school, college.
Oh, wow. That was always, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that was always my thing, you know, because I was playing football. And as a football player, you know, you're committed to that sport for 4 to 6 hours a day. So it's, you know, but at the same time, I was, the jockey of the high school and the college, and also the geek, you know, going into drama and art classes.
Yeah.
And I was so passionate towards it. But, you know, after college, I kind of like, I lost about 100 pounds, because, you know, as an athlete, when you stop playing a certain sport,
yeah,
you gain so much weight after that, because you're not, you know,
you're not training.
I was eating.
I understand that. I understand that.
You know what I mean? I love food.
So you were 100 pounds bigger, and then you stopped playing sports and you lost the weight.
Oh, absolutely, brother. So I was 100 pounds bigger when I stopped playing.
Oh, when you stopped playing.
When
Sorry.
I stopped playing, I gained like a little bit of pounds. I was close to 300 pounds. And then,
wow.
You know, I figured, I said, listen, like, I love, and it clicked, you know, I need to lose some weight. And I started, you know, losing weight, with fitness. Fitness has always been my thing since I was, playing sports and since I was little. So I committed to it, and, you know, I got really lean, and my appearance kind of matched with, you know, my goal, which was always acting.
Wow.
So, you know, I started acting, this is around 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay.
And I started auditioning, and, you know, TV, film, started building credits. And just lately, I've been really careful with, you know, what I take.
I want to tell people that when I met you and you came into the office and we talked about, like, your goals and how you love action movies and want to be a real actor and taken seriously, I was so impressed. And I realized you had done a lot of your homework, and I don't think people realize that. And as you start to do these movies, like with Mel Gibson and all the other stuff I know you have coming up, people are going to really, really, you know, you're going to stand alone as a real actor, because you are one. And I think that sometimes it just, you know, people just don't see it coming. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun for people.
Yeah, people don't see it coming because of, you know, the public eye, and also, you know, the relationship that I'm in.
Right.
No, because a lot of people assume, you know, it's so easy for someone that's in the public eye and someone that's dating someone such as, you know, my fiance. It's weird saying that because it's so fresh.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much. People, you know, assume that you get these opportunities, which, by the way, I love. Yeah. I love the fact that my beautiful fiance put me on the map in sort right. of a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's kind of harder because, you know, I'm going for the serious roles. I'm showing. I want to be able to express myself as a serious actor and not just this cheesy guy because, you know, of the way I look and things like that. So it's been really tough to try to not take certain things. For example, I was getting, I lost about easily, I would say, like, it's not even about the money, easily $1.5 million of modeling.
Oh,
just
wow.
Because of my commitment to acting.
Wow.
I was like, I had amazing offers, which was flattering, but I'm not a model, man. I failed as a model. You know what I mean?
That's a hard, by the way, I don't have that problem. Clearly nobody was giving me a modeling contract, but I just want to tell you that I that is a hard job. I mean, even though people say, oh, modeling, you just stand there and wear clothes. I've had to do a few photo shoots, maybe five in my whole life, and I was tortured. I mean, just standing there trying to feel normal. I mean, it is an art in itself, but it is not an easy thing to just sit there for 10 hours.
Sure, man. It's definitely, and it wasn't my passion. You know, I love it. You know, I love other people. You got to chase your passion. And, you know, I was so committed to my goal that I was, you know, I was like, I don't want to do this. I try to stay away from it as much as possible. And even with acting, it's so tough because it's so easy for actors to get certain roles. And, you know, as a regular actor that's not established in the public eye,
right,
you know, you got to work. You got to, you know, you got to do these roles. But I was getting all these soap opera opportunities and I just didn't see my, no offense right, to the soap opera community. I just, my goal was.
No, it just wasn't your, it's same with me. Like I make movies, so I completely understand, you know, it's just preference. It's not even like, oh, I don't diss soaps either. And I don't diss these different mediums. It's just what I'm attracted to. And it's probably the same for you. You just, absolutely, you know, you try. Listen, I'm having the best time with you. Give me a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. And I want to hear, you know, a lot more. And we're even going to talk about how you met Brittany.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you were, you didn't hate videos. You just wasn't in your DNA for the career that you wanted to have. And you get a call, and I assume it's for a Britney Spears video.
Yeah. So I get a call. My friend tells me, listen, I'm working on this video and you know, I'm referring you. And then I said, look, you told me not to do a video. So what's going on? And you know, Maxie said, oh, trust me, you might want to do this video. I said, cool. I didn't think too much about it. I went the next day. Amazing, you know, and then I didn't find out who it was for until I walked in, you know. It was kind of like a secret project type thing.
Right.
And until I was interested and then I knew about it. So I went there as an actor, you know, on set, had a great time, you know, I was working with my friend again. So I didn't think too much about it. But when me and my fiance, now fiance, you know, connected, it was kind of like an amazing energy vibe between us. You know, it was this normal experience, normal conversation.
Right.
You know, like, hey, how you doing? You know, how's everything? Thank you for being in the video. You know, just like a normal conversation. She was so sweet and she was so welcoming.
Right.
Something about people that, you know, that are super successful and super talented is that their energy is so welcoming. You know?
Yeah. Of course.
You know, we clicked and we talked about, you know, let's get some sushi. Let's
okay, but hold on one sec. As you're talking and as you're just hanging out, because you're in a work environment, you know, you're just, you're making a video and you're the actor and she's the artist and you're just, you know, nonchalant. Is there like this magical spark, you know, that happens, or is it just, hey, we're going to go get some dinner? Like, what was your vibe?
At the time, we both were, you know, just having a good time. It wasn't, I don't think there was a spark at, you know.
Okay.
That built over time. But, you know, it was a normal thing. You know, we were both single.
Right.
And it was just normal. And she was having such a good time. And she got my number. And then she pretty much messaged me a couple weeks later. You know, what are you doing? Let's have some dinner. And then I was like, oh, you said sushi, let's go have sushi. And, you know, and then it didn't really hit me. So what was really happening, like I said, it always does after, you know?
Yeah.
So after. So I didn't think too much about it. We went to dinner and then here we are.
Okay. At least tell me something. You go to dinner. Is the first kiss at dinner, at least? Is that first moment?
Randall, something you need to know about me. I don't kiss until.
Oh, God. You're on the wrong podcast. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Sam, I'm kidding. I, by the way, I respect that completely. You know, no, listen, I think that's great. So anyway, you guys had this great moment. You guys, you know, you connected, you started going to dinners. It was kind of like a very, it seems like a really, really sweet courtship. And that's what it feels like.
Oh man, that's what it was. You know, it was like, you know, that attraction and that love was built over time. I was like, oh shit. Like I'm meeting a real human being that has passion. And you know what's crazy? I'm going to give you this, Randall.
Okay.
Something I've never said before.
Okay.
The fact that someone so successful, someone so, it's going to help me down the line. It's helping me as we speak. Is that someone that's on her level or on her level of success could be so sweet and so humble.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And you know what I mean? You know, you meet some people that are not so successful, that don't have that attitude. And you understand how, you know, these people that are on the level as, you know, she is, why they're there is because they make people fall in love with them, you know, just like her, just like The Rock. You know, they make people feel amazing being around them. It's the energy that when they enter a room, it's so amazing, you know. So it helps me, and I hope I have that energy. I get that a lot around my friends, you know, around my people. I'm not comparing myself whatsoever, but, you know, I hope I make people feel amazing.
I think my presence. I think that's one of the sweetest things I've heard, honestly. And you could tell. I mean, you guys have this really, really, you know, really neat thing. And the way you speak about her, I can tell. So, no, that's great. So it was kind of like a real natural, organic courtship. It just happened.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And you two fell for each other and the rest is history, as they say. And that's where we are today.
Yes,
I love it. Absolutely. I love it. Well, listen, that's fantastic. Obviously, I'm a fan of you and your friend, and I'm a fan of your fiance, who's a superstar, and we all know. And quick question, and again, you can deny me this information. Wedding plans. Is there wedding plans?
So she's wearing the pants, man. I don't mean
what
she's wearing the pants, and something about my relationship is, you know, I'm trying, it's very hard, but something about the secret and something about, you know, spontaneous things and privacy.
Yeah.
That you don't get that anymore. So I'm really trying to, you know, respect that. And, you know, not only for her, but for me, you know, because I want to have this amazing future. And if you practice that now, that's always going to be there.
I think that's really well said. And I come from a very, you know, behind the scenes background, and I definitely understand that, and have, you know, run a film company for a long time. And I do understand that in the world that we're in today, obviously, you know, things have changed with social media and all the different platforms. So I think I give you a lot of respect for really trying to do that and hold that integrity for you and your partner. So that's been
absolutely
fantastic.
Brother.
Tell me what you have coming up next. Like, what's on the horizon for you, work-wise and life-wise, anything?
Absolutely, man. You know, work is always going to be
something as an actor, you're always working. You know, if you're not working on set, you're always working. You're always training. You're always, you know, as far as me, I'm doing physical and, you know, the physical factor of it. I'm doing stunt training 2 times a week.
Yeah.
I changed my workouts because I was working out with weights and all that to MMA training.
Oh, wow.
I'm really focusing on that. So, you know, giving myself more of a limber, you know, to be able to move on camera, to be able to do the action theme such as I just did.
Yep.
And I'm doing a lot of TV stuff as my, you know, as the grind, you know, that progress, you know, staying true to the grind and doing TV work and doing roles that, you know, built up my things. And everything I've done has been like coming out great lately. I don't know if it's, you know, everything that I chose. I did this thing, Hacks, you know, this big show on Gene Smart. I was in there for 2 seconds, Randall.
Okay.
It was the first. It was the first 2 frames of the show.
Okay.
And then I was watching the Emmys, and then they show me right there as they win like a bunch of Emmys. So you know, the whole production sent me a thank. No, I'm just joking. I won them a bunch of Emmys, basically. But everything I'm doing is very. I'm strategizing. I'm making sure that you know, the TV roles that I'm picking, that the movie roles that I'm picking is true to the grind, because I'm very young, you know. Well, let's not say that, because in the acting industry, people were. But you know,
you're young. No, you're young. You're young.
Yeah, I'm very young for the goals, and also I don't have humble goals when it comes to acting. You know, I try to stay super humble, but at the same time, my goals aren't humble when it comes to acting. You know, I want the biggest thing. And then it's going to take some time.
You know what? That's just dreaming. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I don't think that there's an ego associated when you have big dreams. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, I came out to Los Angeles, you know, 20 something years ago, and I had the same dreams everybody else has. And, you know, all I wanted to do was make films, and I didn't even care about money or prestige or anything like that. I just wanted to be able to pay my rent, pay my car payment, and make a film. So, you know, we all come here with a dream, and I think that's, you know, admirable to have those dreams and keep them right in the forefront, you know, and not apologize for that.
And I get that from working with these guys and these people that have been in the industry for such long time, and they show up, you know, every morning passionate. You know, they don't even care about the money. They just want to tell stories, and they want to, you know, they want that passion. And I'm so passionate about that, you know, that I'm putting 110%. Like you said, there's no ego behind it. It's just my goals are so, I have such high expectations when it comes to, you know, my career. And I'm putting, you know, 110% behind. It's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, but
don't get me wrong. It's not. Yeah. I'm not sitting around waiting for things. No, that's not at all. And I don't want to, because every time something comes at you that you haven't worked hard enough, it doesn't bring that happiness. It doesn't bring that passion. So that's, you know, I'm 110% at it. I'm going extra. I'm sacrificing my time, my money. I'm going out of my way.
That's what got me when we met for the first time. I think that people just, you know, Instagram is such a, you know, to me, it's such an illusion. You know, it's not who we are. I mean, yes, it's photo moments, but they're selected photo moments, and you can't, you know, people want to make judgments on us just, you know, from that moment. The reality is, you know, you came in the room and you sat down, and I knew within 5 minutes you were a real, like, you were really, really in this, and you were really passionate. And I think people listening right now can hear that as well. So,
yes.
Okay.
I hope so.
I don't want to take all day, cause I could talk to you all day, but I want to ask you a question. I have 2 children. I have 3 total, but I have 2 older children. I have a newborn. You and Brittany, will you have kids?
Dude, of course I want kids. I want 20.
People say no. Oh, you want 20?
And Randall, you don't know this. No. I like to keep secrets. We already have 5 kids. I just dropped them off at the grant. No one knows this. Don't tell anyone. It's a secret.
Did I miss something? Did I miss the pregnancy with Brittany?
Man. We have 5 kids. I just dropped them off. Whatever you drop off the kids.
Whatever you do with those kids. No, I think that's great. No, I like to ask, because you know what? I just had my 3rd child, Ocean, who is just, you know, an epic a human and a gift from God. And I just, you know, I got to say, I'm 50 years old and had my third child. And honestly, it's like starting over and it's amazing. So I'm excited that you're excited to have more kids. And I mean, absolutely. Not you more kids, but Brittany have more kids.
Yes, yes, absolutely, man. No, it's you know, I always love the fact that, you know, that you're able to, you want to relive your life and, you know, show your kid the things that you've done. And that's brings happiness. And I want that. And I want more I have so much motivation right now, but I want more. I want to be able to, you know, make them proud and make my, you know, future, well, my, the five children that I have, that we have.
Yeah.
Proud.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm kidding. But you know, it's motivation it's motivation and it just brings more joy and happiness. I'm already a happy guy. I already love my life, but why not add more?
I agree. And you know what? One thing I'll give you from a father's perspective is each, you know, time you, you know, have a child and even your first child, you do get to relive your youth. It starts all over again. And things that I've forgotten, you know, the joy, that wide-eyed love, you know, and innocence and beauty is just, it basically brings me almost to tears just talking about it, because it really is the most beautiful thing. And I can't wait, you know, for you to share, you know, when you and Brittany have your own child together, you get to relive that whole, you know, childhood. So you're right. It is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
I can't wait, man.
Well, listen, I want to thank you, buddy. I cannot thank you. I know you just got off the plane and were kind enough to come do this for me. I wish you and Brittany all the love and I can't wait to see you. I know you're doing another movie for me next year. So I look forward and congratulations on everything. And thank you for your time.
Absolutely, man. I can't wait. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Sam.
All right. Take it easy, bro.
All right. Well, that was Sam. Wow. That was pretty dope. I got to tell you guys, you know, it's always interesting to get to have people come on, share their story, people that I don't get to spend that much time with. And I think Sam is a incredible person, incredible human. And I'm just really proud of everything that he's doing and accomplished. So that's it. And that's what we have for this week. Stay tuned. Come back next week, and we'll see you then. Thanks.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot, but Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord, we get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.